Our scripture for today comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, in the fourth chapter, verses 9 through 12. And while I usually read from the New Revised Standard Version, today I'm reading from the NIV. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. May God add his blessing to this, the reading and hearing of his holy word. Amen. Kindly pray with me. Father God, we pray that this day that you would open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, and that the words that are said, heard, and understood would be pleasing unto you, for we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. One of the true things about life is sometimes life is hard. Most of the time, life just seems to be flowing along, and we can take and we can handle the things that happen in our lives. But then all of a sudden, bang! Something happens. Something comes into our lives that is difficult for us to handle all alone. Perhaps it is the death of a loved one. Perhaps this is simply an issue in our personal, professional lives, whatever, that is just too big or too complicated, and we have neither the resources nor the expertise to overcome it. This can be very overwhelming at times, and we can feel very helpless, very hopeless. How the heck am I going to get this done? How the heck am I going to be able to deal with this thing that life has handed me? So let me ask you, when something like this comes up, what do you do? This is an interactive question. Sorry, didn't make it clear. What do you do when you hit the big things in life? What do you do? Phone a friend. Holly just threw the punchline out, but anyhow, Tim?
Call your neighbor.
Call your neighbor, right. Or pray. Yep. Phone a friend, usually. Get some help. Call a friend that perhaps has the experiences or the skills that can help you with whatever it is. A friend can provide two additional strong arms and an additional intelligent mind to help overcome or solve whatever the issue is. I'm reminded of a phrase that is credited to Napoleon Bonaparte. I don't know if that's true or not. That says there is an entity that is smarter than us individually, and that is us collectively. We all bring these different experiences, all of these different skills that someone else might not have, but can help that friend solve the issue. And in some cases, we need more than one friend to help us out. Does anyone know how long it takes an Amish community to build a barn? One day. And we're not talking about, you know, the little, a little barn like Tim's got in his backyard. This is a big, large barn. And if you've ever seen pictures or have a barn raising described to you, you would see that almost all of the men of the community are out there hammering, sawing, putting stuff up, while the women are preparing meals to feed, and at the end of it, they all gather together and share a meal. There's another saying that says, a burden shared is a burden halved. I have a friend named Tom Fagel, and Tom was living in Christiansburg and moved up to Orange, Virginia, a little north of Richmond. And he had dropped a hot pot on his kitchen floor and burned a hole in the linoleum. And he was told, Tom, you gotta fix that before you can move out of the house. And while Tom is a smart, intelligent person, he had no idea whatsoever how to take and solve this. Well, luckily I had some expertise in this, so I told him, look, Tom, get yourself an appropriate size piece of linoleum, and I'll come over on a Saturday. And I came over and measured and cut and laid it on the floor. And while it may not have been perfect, it was good enough, as they say, for government work. There was another time when Holly's parents were living in New Jersey and we were living nearby, where they decided that they were going to raise ostriches. And they did this with one of Dad's teacher friends. And in order to do this, they needed to take and build a run, so to speak, and a shelter where the female ostrich could nest. And as part of this, Pops was going to put up a chain link fence, so he had to put poles in. And he gets out there and he is trying to dig these holes, and he's hitting a lot of rock, which really is not very surprising considering their farm was called Rocky Meadows. So my father-in-law called a friend that had the right equipment to come and to drill the holes for him. And likewise, there was, along with this, my father-in-law got into a little bit of a time crunch and needed some help finishing up the shelter. So myself, my brother-in-law went, and while my brother-in-law Paul helped Dad get the chain link fence up, I took and was putting up the siding on the shelter. So even though my father-in-law is well capable of doing both things, he just needed some help. And there are times where we need a friend simply because we need to talk. We simply need someone that can take and somewhat understand what we are going through, having a listening ear and offering to help guide us through whatever the situation that it is. Our scripture from Ecclesiastes today talks about the value of a friend. It talks about how two people are better than one and can accomplish more, about how friends can lift us up when we fall, both literally and figuratively, when things happen. How it talks about how one person may prevail against us, but two people can stand together against whatever happens. And there also, in this passage at the end, contains the familiar phrase, a cord of three strands is not quickly or easily broken. So what's so special about a cord of three strands? Well, if you have a single strand, first off, the strand is somewhat thin, and while it can bear tension and can bear stress, it can't bear much, and it will break. And with two strands, those two strands can more easily hand greater tension and greater stress. But, you know, it's hard to bind two strands together. It simply takes and falls apart and is not very easy to use. But if you have three strands, you can take and you can braid them together, creating a cord or a rope that will not fall apart, can bear much more tension and stress, and is much, much harder to snap or to break. In our lives, we need many three-stranded cords in order to get through life. To get through our childhood, it takes three people: ourselves, our mother, and our father. Obviously, if we're by ourselves, we cannot learn the same lessons. And likewise, if there is a single parent, there are some things that cannot be taught. And the strongest people that come out of childhood have that mother and have that father. And let me say, I'm not trying to be negative against single-parent households. I realize the reality. When we get married, we definitely need to have a three-strand cord as part of that marriage, that being the husband, the wife, and God. It is that relationship with God that intertwines and makes the husband and the wife that much better. I've told the story to newlyweds sometimes that a marriage is like a triangle. You have the husband, you have the wife, and you have God at the top of the triangle. And the thing is that the closer you get to each other, the closer that you get to God. In our Christian lives, we are called to carry out a portion of God's will. And to do this, we need help. Obviously, we need to have that relationship with God and with Jesus Christ. But we also need friends here on earth, people to take and help us out. There's a song by an artist and theologian named Michael Card called Bearers of the Light. And in that, he suggests that there are three types of friends that are needed to make an effective cord that helps us to do what God asks us to do. Those three types of friends, those three strands, if you will, are a mentor, a companion, and a student. We all need a mentor. We need someone to look up to help us have an understanding of God and of Jesus Christ. Someone who has traveled the road before us, that can educate us on what to expect and how to handle certain things that we are asked to do. And a good example of this would be the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, who blazed a path forward, showing many people the way that they are meant to live, and inspiring others to continue forward, to continue the work after he was gone. Who has been your mentor or mentors that have shown you and helped you fulfill God's will? The second strand is a companion. We need someone to help us along our journey of accomplishing that which God asks of us. We need a strong shoulder that we can lean on when times are tough, and a shoulder upon which we can cry when the burden becomes rough. Someone much like Barnabas, who accompanied Paul on his journeys. Barnabas, who supported Paul as he spread the gospel to the nations. Barnabas, who rejoiced with Paul, encouraged Paul, and most famously, shall we say, sang with Paul while both of them were in prison. The last strand is called a student. This is someone that we can take and we can pass on what we have learned on our journey, where we become the mentor and help someone to understand the path that is before them, the things that they are going to be asked to do, and how to best do them. Someone that's going to carry on for us after we are gone. Someone like Timothy, who was Paul's protege and who Paul trained to carry on with his work after he was gone. My friends, none of us are an island. We as Christians, especially Christians, are called to live in community. Going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where we are told that it is not good for man to be alone. This is spoken about Adam, and what does God do? He gives him a helpmate or a helper. That's important, but that's a subject for another sermon. We are meant to work together to accomplish things. And let me just say that even though in the context of this story, it's talking about a male needing a female, the opposite is true as well. Females need males, and they need to work together, side by side, to accomplish that which God would have them do. In the early church, if you look in Acts, you can see shortly after Pentecost that all of the believers came together. They worked together. They pooled their resources to allow them to further the kingdom of God here on earth. We are meant to work together, side by side, to bring about God's kingdom here on earth. Friends are important. They help us, they comfort us, they give us guidance, they help us to see things more clearly, sometimes by simply just being. Let us this day celebrate our friendships here on earth, and especially celebrate the friendship that we have with Jesus Christ. We are brothers, which says to me that it's not Jesus is really up here and we are down here, that we are walking side by side down life's journey. And just like human friends, Jesus is that strong shoulder. Jesus is that shoulder that we can take and that we can cry upon. So celebrate friendships. Nurture friendships. Because that is the way that God calls us all to live. Amen.